On this Thanksgiving Sunday, we gather together as thankful people. We are called to do so by the ancient words of the psalmist who wrote, "Enter the gates of the temple with thanksgiving. Come before the holy with songs of praise." And so we do this morning.
Given for a fruitful yield, joy or sorrow grown. First the blade and then the ear, then the full corn shall appear. God of harvest, grant that we wholesome grain and pure may be.
We'll go into a time of silent meditation or prayer with these words from Paul Theroux. We give thanks for this day and for each other and all the people who have enriched our lives. We give thanks for the gift of life with all its pains and joys, its struggles and triumphs. We give thanks for love which created us, which revivifies us and links us to others in struggle and in joy. We give thanks for eyes to see and ears to hear, the ability to feel and the imagination to see beyond the obvious. We give thanks for the spirit of creativity that inspires and encourages, that brings novelty in the midst of familiarity and risk in the midst of comfort, that surprises in the midst of the commonplace. We give thanks by giving to others in return for all that we have received. We give thanks in the depths of our soul as we enter this time of silent contemplation.
We return thanks to our mother, the earth, which sustains us. We return thanks to the rivers and streams, which supply us with water. We return thanks to all herbs, which furnish medicines for the cure of our diseases. We return thanks to the corn and her sisters, the beans and the squash, which give us life. We return thanks to the bushes and the trees, which provide us with fruit. We return thanks to the wind, which, moving the air, has banished diseases. We return thanks to the moon and the stars, which have given us their light when the sun was gone. We return thanks to our grandfather, Hino, who has given us his rain. We return thanks to the sun that has looked upon the earth with a beneficent eye. Lastly, we return thanks to the Great Spirit, in whom embodied all goodness and whom directs all things for the good of his children.
For the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees.
I say thanks, O Lord.
For the lakes and the rivers and the deep blue seas.
I say thanks, O Lord.
When I need a color and you share a crayon.
I say thanks, O Lord.
When I feel
lean back and you hold my hand.
I say thanks, O Lord.
For the colors of the leaves on a bright fall day.
I say thanks, O Lord.
For the snow and the winter and the flowers in May.
Well, we've already had a lot of messages about Thanksgiving, but I want you to help me create one more. I'm going to need all of your help, but first I'm going to need two volunteers to help me to hold some things. Would you like to volunteer? Okay. Let me get... You might be a little small. What, Karis, and would you want to come too? Two girls? Next time we'll do you, Cameron. Okay? Because these are... Hold these together like this, okay? Don't let it fall apart yet. Oops.
That's good.
Well, when I was cleaning, I found this sign that we used before, and I thought, you know, this is really a good way to talk about what the message of Thanksgiving is. So I thought we'd bring it out and do it again. So what does that say? How many words is it? Well, it starts as one, doesn't it? But what can we do? I want to just step a foot each way, just to kind of watch the fire. There we go. Now how many words is it? Yeah, and let's do something else. Why don't you come over here? Now what does it say? Okay. That's what I want to talk to you about. That's what I need your help with. Mike, would you help me too, to take the other microphone? Because I think they might have some answers for us, okay? So, when do you give thanks? What are times when you give thanks? Who can tell me? Yeah? Oh, you forgot? What happens on your birthday? Maybe. You get a present? Do you say thank you?
Yeah.
Maybe what happens at Christmas time? Yeah? And do you say thank you? So when we get gifts, we do that. How do you do it? When you get a gift from your mom or your dad, what do you do? How do you do it? Jamie? You say thank you in words, right? But what about the gifts that you heard about the children's choir sang about a little bit earlier, like for the sun and the moon and the stars at night, for things like the beautiful flowers and for your family and for health and for water and all those kinds of things. Gifts where you can't really say who the giver is. A lot of gifts like this that we get in our lives. You know, some people say they're just things we deserve, but we didn't do anything to earn those things, did we? We didn't do anything to earn the sun or whatever, and our parents didn't give us the sun. Maybe some would say they're gifts from God, or as you heard when Bethan read the reading, gifts from the Great Spirit that the Native Americans would say, or from Mother Earth, or from unknown. So how do we say thank you when the giver isn't a person? Mike, maybe we can get some answers. When the giver isn't a person like your mom or your dad, how do we say thank you? Nobody knows? That's a good answer. I like that. Yeah, we'd be nice. Other ways? Well, what are we doing here right now? Oops. Yeah, Jamie? You say a prayer, that's another way. Prayers, what are we doing here today? Did we sing songs about Thanksgiving? Worship, you know, paying attention, being mindful. Those are things we do here, but somebody else said be kind, and that leads to another point. One important way to express our thanks is by focusing on the giving, on the doing. So can you give some of the other ways where you might give thanks by doing things? Can somebody tell us how do you give thanks by doing things? Anyone? Over here? Do you want the mic? Here.
Be nice to the earth.
Be nice to the earth? Yes, that's a good way. Recycle. You know, if the earth gives us the sun and the water, we need to take care of them. So things like recycling and not polluting and all those kinds of things, yes. Can you be thankful? Yes. Can you think of another way? Mike, catch Esme. There we go.
You can give money to charity.
Give money, like this one, right? You can give money to charity. You're going to have these little boxes to take home. That's one way you can do it. You can give money, but you can do more than give money, right? What can you do if someone's sick? Yes? You could help them go to the doctor. Yes. Yes. What? Same answer. Okay. All right. Okay. So do you get it that there's lots of ways to do the giving? And the giving part is what is the way we say our thanks. Okay? So here's what I'd like you to do this Thanksgiving. When's Thanksgiving, by the way?
Thursday.
And are you going to have a big meal at a table? Yeah? Well, when you gather around that table, first thing I want you to do, there's two things I want you to do. The first is I want you to say thank you and to name those things that you're thankful for. Can you do that? Nobody wants to do it? Can you do that? Okay. And then I want you to talk with your family and talk about the ways, whether it's the guest at your table box or a way you can maybe rake leaves for somebody who's older in your neighborhood or shovel snow or help take care of the earth. Think of ways that you can do something to do the giving, okay? And I hope you'll all do that and have a happy Thanksgiving. As you know, at Thanksgiving, it's customary to share a meal with friends, family, and perhaps other members of the community who might not have a place to go for the holiday. This tradition of a common meal has ancient history. Jewish wisdom tells us that to break bread with another person is a sign that you've never harmed them. It's about recognizing the place of community in our lives. Some would call this a communion, a word which comes from the same root as community, and actually means an act of sharing. In the breaking and the passing of bread this morning, we feed each other, giving thanks for the nourishment we receive from community.
No two loaves are exactly alike. Each was baked to be offered as a gift for us all to share. Many different grains went into the making of this bread. This reminds us that though we may come from many different places, we have different customs and beliefs, we are all part of the community here at FBC. Each loaf contains water, that substance that is needed to keep everything alive, and yeast, which allows the bread to rise and gives it life. Because of the yeast, the bread expands and takes on new life in the same way that our FPC community does when we add new members and new classmates. There is salt added to the bread to keep life interesting, oil to reduce friction, and maybe a bit of honey to sweeten us. Yes, in many ways, when we are a community at our best, we are like the bread that was made for us.
Our bread is made from grains grown in rich earth, warmed by the sun and watered by the gentle rain. Then humans add their knowledge and their skills to create the bread that feeds us. We recognize and celebrate we are dependent on the world of nature and that sometimes nature is almost magical, beyond our control and efforts.
By sharing these loaves, we celebrate our oneness not only with those that are here today, but those who have come before us in our tradition and those who will come after us. We are one of them all, and our hope is for the world in which we share the oneness of people.
This bread is food for the body as well as for the soul. We know that we need to share in the feast to keep alive both physically and spiritually. We try our best to find the place in us that is special, the place inside of us where we know we are sacred and part of something bigger than any one of us.
The breaking of bread is our great Thanksgiving. We are thankful for so many things, the love and concern that we have for each other, the memories which connect us to those who have gone before us and prepared the way for us, the hope that we can build a better world where everyone will have what they need and all will be treated fairly and equally. We promise to help and support each other, to receive help when we need it, and to give one another help as we are able. As we celebrate, we remember that there are many people who are hungry and who have no community to support them. Today we recognize our responsibility to those that need to be fed, both with food and with support and friendship.
It was wonderfully done. Our bread is now going to be passed. There's also a gluten-free alternative, and I'm going to give Bethan the gluten-free basket. So if you want gluten-free bread when we pass it instead of the regular bread that the youth baked, just please raise your hand, okay? After everyone has been served, we'll eat the bread. And as the bread is shared, I'll read some short passages which are followed by a sung refrain. We'll begin with Mike singing the refrain first for everyone, and then we'll all repeat it. It's printed in your order of service. It's at number 402, but the words are in your service. If you want the notes, They're found at number 402 in your hymnal.
I give, together we share, and from this we live.
From you I receive the bread, a reminder that we all need to be nourished both physically and spiritually. We need each other as a community. Each of us needs to receive the support of other members of the community. No one goes this way alone. May we each receive the things we need. We too must give, for it is in giving that we receive. We live in a world of great privilege, while others die of starvation. Even here in our community, there are those whose needs go unmet. May we give as we are able. Now gathered in this holy place, we share bread, a symbol of what's required to sustain our bodies. The call is to share more than bread. The call is to share ourselves, to be part of an ever-growing and expanding community. It is by this commitment to give and receive that we live, a commitment that says we're all a community in which everyone has needs. And we're also a community where everyone has something to give. Our community is much bigger than just this church. We're called to reach out and create a community of the world. It's the message of receiving, giving, and sharing that we live by. As we now eat this bread, may we be nourished and mindful of our obligation to nourish others. This Thanksgiving, may we give substance to our gratitude by resolving to make right use of the many gifts which we've received. May we live as a community more fully. May we give of our abundant blessings more freely. May we use our talents more wisely for the service of humankind and the glory of all God's creation. Amen. I invite you to join in our sung benediction printed in your order of service.